Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This portion of the show brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. The Wildcats host DePaul, Illinois, and more at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. You can buy tickets at NUSports.com.
This segment is brought to you by Advent. If you have snoring, sleep apnea, or nasal breathing problems, go to AdventNose.com to schedule your appointment. And Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of The Score. Want to make sure we thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running on Twitch. We've had a very Twitchy day, a lot of good Twitch moments, and really appreciate that, Evan. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this wacky Wednesday.
It means a lot to us, and so does our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes. Ouch. So does Jeremy Calton. And Ray, thank you, buddy.
Boss.
Okay. We were kind of having a laugh at the reaction that Calton had, and we're delighted that Dan and Layla are here. I went to one of the banner raising or whatever games, and they snuck in the NHL commissioner, right? So they're like, you know, and here's the assistant to the and then the net minding the assistant trainer, and here is Gary, and like everyone just started booing like crazy. They tried to sneak him in so that people wouldn't notice that he was actually, because he gets a terrible response.
Then just don't announce him at all.
Well, they, you know, he wants to be acknowledged.
I like booed. How Roger Goodell started to embrace the boos. Like at the NFL draft, and he just
can't ignore
like,
him. I think it's different when a commissioner gets booed at the head coach who 4 games into the season is getting booed.
Yeah.
Well, that's a problem.
What do I say? Don't follow the legend. Follow the guy who follows the legend.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeremy Calton is closer to becoming the answer to a trivia question than he is to getting the Hawks to the playoffs right now.
Wow.
It's been interesting stuff today. And I say the moment of the morning was, and you may not even have noticed it, but the absolute coldest, truest shade when you had that angry Illini texter who's just like, you just like to crap all over the Illini. And you said very matter-of-factly and very offhandedly, said, look, we don't talk about the Illini unless we have reason to, which is usually because they're really good at something or they're really embarrassing or whatever it was. And it was just like, It was absolutely 100% true, and it just came off as so casually dismissive. But like, that's true.
They listen. They've been good at basketball. Yeah, we talked about it.
Brad Underwood was on the show all the time last year during the tournament when they're making the run.
Yeah, that's when you talk about it. You like to grab all ours. Dude, just get over yourself.
Exactly.
You don't matter that much for anybody to care about crapping on you.
I was so bothered by that text that said that Mac Brown and Nick Saban criticize their players that I texted you, David, during the show.
Right.
And I said, I know Mac Brown.
Yeah.
And have for many years. And one of his tenets is he does not talk poorly about any player. Not even players who verbally committed to his school and then at the last minute decided to not go there. Mac won't even talk poorly about them. And the idea that this is common practice is simply not the case. You are defending a guy who won't even defend his own team.
That's a great shocking. Point. It was shocking what he said.
Yeah.
When you really just pick it apart.
That is already being weaponized by any opposing recruiter.
That's a great way to put it.
It is all immediately, as soon as you get that, if you're an opposing recruiter, you're like, what did I do to deserve this? And you're making a super cut of that. That is, I guarantee that has already been sent to parents. That has already been sent to the recruits. Anybody with which you're having any, you're sharing a list.
I've heard from parents already. I've heard from just probably three people that are parents of student athletes, not necessarily Illinois football players, but they said, you know, if I were a parent and my son or daughter were a scholarship athlete in this program, that's something you don't want to hear. That's something you can't condone or tolerate. And if you're his boss, even more so Josh Whitman, you've got to be real concerned about the tone that you're setting in your program.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing to me too is all of those kids are Division I athletes and they had the chance to go somewhere else. They all had the chance to go somewhere else. You're a Division I athlete, you know, David Haw. You're being recruited by not just one school. And that is really insulting to those people who made the choice to go there. And I am shocked at all the people who seem to want to defend a guy who, again, won't defend you. He just showed on tape. And this isn't the first time he's had outbursts like this and wanted to play the victim. This is not the first time for that. Lest I remind you of the gentleman's agreement when Urban Meyer joined Ohio State that didn't make any sense about recruiting. Or perhaps him calling out Texas Tech and any team that wants to throw the ball. And Cliff Kingsbury, who doesn't ever get mad about anything, was very pointed in a conversation that he had after that. This is commonplace for him. It's just a matter of when.
Well, Bielema has a reputation that preceded him to Champaign. There's no question about that. And when they hired him, it was with the idea that he was a son of the state coming home, being the guy that's going to build a recruiting base, blah, 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 blah. But you can't treat a Big Ten program that has struggled to the extent that Illinois has like an NFL roster or organization. These aren't professional athletes.
But what exacerbates it is when Josh Whitman hires him, Whitman is such a... And I guess there's some nobility to it, but he's such a true believer. He's so earnest.
I know.
And he really believes when you say, you know, son of the state and all this stuff, and we say blah, blah, blah. He's like all heart on his sleeve.
You know what, though?
And
he's
Illini.
He's in a trick box, isn't he?
Yes.
Because he hired the guy.
He hired him.
And that's not what he has spoken of and the way that he has behaved as an administrator. I don't think that's what he believes, but he did hire the guy that said that.
Well,
so
he's
how
also,
do you...
With
how
that,
do you
and how many interviews, by the way, did they conduct before they decided on Bielema? How many?
I don't recall. I don't recall, but I do recall there being a lot of enthusiasm about hiring a coach that succeeded in the Big Ten and was coming back to the conference. But Josh Whitman, by definition, is in a trick bag. He is a former Illinois football player who was a try-hard guy.
Yeah.
And was one of these guys that might have been dismissed by a coach had there been a coaching change. And yet he has the economic realities of having to have your football program in the Big Ten take that approach. Sometimes it sounds cold-hearted, but you've got to win. And if you don't win enough games, Brett Bielema is not going to be talking at a podium. He's going to be unemployed. So it's a very difficult balancing act.
Where do you think they can find a head coach?
Yeah, well, there's none of those floating
I'm
around.
I'm going to be over here by the gas station hitting on a trustee's wife. Or the girl. Ooh, that's what I'm going to do.
I love that story.
But, hey, little girl, how you looking pretty good in them exercise clothes. But you had that Peloton bike. Ooh, boy. Ooh, come on here. I have a boil up with me.
That's a great invitation.
You got him.
Please stop. I'm John Feinstein.
What is the one where the guys were playing basketball during his? Hey, I'm trying to do a news conference here.
But Dan, you're referencing the story about Ordrin at the gas station where he was hitting on
a trustee's wife, and she said,
"Hey, I'm having a press conference. Okay, thank you."
She's like, I'm married and I'm pregnant. Well, that don't matter. No, we don't care about that. Why is he finishing the year?
Isn't he finishing the year? Why is he allowed to finish the season?
I was very confused about that as well. They're like, well, we'll just put up with it for another few games.
Seriously, he like they gave him the job and he turned into Emperor Caligula.
Oh boy, we're gonna have ourselves a party tonight. I'm gonna bring him out here to practice. Who's ain't gonna wear no pants? Who that say?
Please make it stop.
The best was Dan telling me about this story. And of course, when he was telling me about it, it wasn't like, hey, Ed Ogeron like hit on this trustee's wife like that. He was like, Ed Ogeron hit on this trustee's wife.
In the voice.
And then did, yeah.
Yeah, in the voice. Yeah. It's much more effective Crawfish in the voice.
And, oh, it makes you hungry.
Yeah, he's great.
But that is the SEC. I mean, and also, if you're in that environment, you're going to maybe have more of that approach that Brett Bielema expressed yesterday, but I just don't think he's in a spot to do that yet.
Yeah, and again, we're getting people caping for this, and it's like, well, did you watch the entire context of the video? You know who's going to take that clip and use it all the time? Opposing coaches. Because all they have to do is show a kid they're trying to recruit who might be recruited by Illinois. Context. Do you want to play for this dude? Like, the damage has been done. I really am bothered by the mess that Brett Behrens is getting, the sports director in Champaign, all these people going after him.
They're going after him?
Posting the truth. What? And it's like, well, can you guys even name the Illini offensive line? You know who I can name?
No.
Jeff Traylor, the head coach of UT San Antonio, who beat your school earlier this year.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty sassy. That's good.
I'm not here for this. Yeah, you do not throw your team under the bus.
And I'm not here for the, you know, out of context type of thing. You don't need to hear every moment of every press conference and every day of every season to understand. We've been around long enough to understand tone and what he's saying and how he's saying it.
I just know this. As a head coach, you're only as good as your roster.
Yeah, well,
No, that goes
against one of the most important principles of coaching, and that is you can take his and beat your and take your and beat his.
Bum Phillips.
Right, that's the idea, that because you're a better coach.
Yeah, he could take urine and beat his and beat urine. What?
You know what else he also said? There's two types of coaches. Coaches who are fired and coaches who are going to be fired.
Well, I mean, there's a guy that's both.
Brett Bielema's got a long contract.
Congratulations, Brett Bielema.
He's got a pretty long contract.
Yeah.
So he's got a pretty, he's paid pretty well.
Speaking of that, did you see the buyout for Ogeron's at LSU?
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Like, don't talk to me about how you don't have any money as a school when you're willing to just throw that at a buyout. Meanwhile, kids can't pay for their college loans.
He did win with an Ohio State quarterback.
Brett Bielema is making $4.2 million a year.
And that alone is why you don't throw your players under the bus.
And that's why he feels empowered. He's got a 6-year contract, annual salary of $4.2 million. So he doesn't feel anything but empowered to say whatever he wants to say at the podium.
And he's still not as dumb as Nick Rolovich.
No.
He can wake up and he can look himself in the mirror and say, I'm not the biggest idiot in college football.
That's right.
Right?
Bingo.
Because that's...
Bingo. And for those who don't know who that is, the Washington State coach who was given the choice, vaccinate
or leave,
get fired.
Gave up $3 million a year to own the libs so he can go try to make his family more likely to get sick and die. That's good call. That's my choice. I'd say $3 million a year in this terrific job, or I can make my family more likely to get sick and die. I'm going to choose B.
Well, that's okay. Owning the libs, you know.
Right, of course it is.
That's owning the libs.
Apparently so. Boy, yeah, that's a nice call
why,
there.
Why is it that that's a political thing?
No.
Getting vaccinated.
Why is any of that a political thing?
I don't think you need to be liberal to understand that there's like a solution to a serious problem.
Kenny Smith said it greatly. Did you hear the TNT pregame last night?
He and Charles got into it.
And Shaq. And, yeah. And it's clear that this directive came from the NBA. They know that that's a bully pulpit. They know that there are people who will listen to them. And it's clear the NBA is...
I thought that, too. The league had to get involved in that.
No doubt. That doesn't happen. That does not happen without that being by their executive producer saying, we're going to do this. And the league saying, please do go ahead. But when Kenny Smith said, all these people talking about, we don't know what's in it. We don't know what's in it. We got to do our research. These same people don't know what's in an aspirin.
Right.
So this whole idea, every single thing that they're already putting into their bodies that they don't know, it's this whole
or
thing.
Or a hot dog.
Right. He's right.
right. Let's be honest.
Exactly.
I love the whole. I've got to do some research. Okay. I want to see these guys put a lab coat on and like let me. Just,
right. No, that's a great point about a hot dog. It's like, well, I have to know every single chemical in this, but hey, give me more of that boiled up hog anus. Yeah.
Wait, can you do that in Ed Orgeron voice?
Oh, boy, go make a gumbo. What did I do? Not that dope boy, double hoagie. That there. Put it on Tony Chachere's on that there. Mm.
Oh, I'm just shutting down the text light now.
It's cool. Just remind him you're caping for a dude who won't cape for his own team.
Yeah.
Simple. Like, I wanted to like him, but you can't be doing that mess. You just cannot.
I'm not worried about the pushback from anybody associated with Illinois football about anybody that is defending the way that Brett Bielema represented the program yesterday. I just am never going to be on the same page as that person. That's okay. We have different views of college football. We have different views of the mission of a college football coach. And that's okay because there are people out there. I will always be on a different page than them.
Well,
fine.
But David,
at the bottom,
David, you talk about the two college footballs, right?
Yes.
In either of them, that's not acceptable.
Neither.
What are the two?
Yes. The two are the ones of, okay, you have the teams that are more like the NFL in viewpoint. You're going to have, you know, compete for a national championship. They're going to have the beautiful facilities. The end justifies the means. And sometimes you are going to run people off of your program. And then you have, I believe, the higher percentage of programs, the max of the world, my experience, where you're there as you arrive as an 18-year-old boy and you leave as a 21, 22-year-old man. And those coaches that you will run through a brick wall for are the people that you entrust those 4 years in. And it's not a one-year commitment. It's a 4-year commitment. So that's the two college footballs that exist.
That makes sense.
You're not trying to get into the NFL in year
you're not,
two,
you're not
three.
Worried about – you're not going to college to play football to get to the NFL.
Right.
You understand that you feel fortunate to have a scholarship that pays for room, board, tuition, and books. And that is the college football mission that I think this kind of mentality ignores and drives me absolutely crazy when I hear it. Sorry.
No, I think it's a valid point. And to me, once again, and Mac Brown, I would argue, is one of the guys who fits into the second part of what you said. But I know Mac Brown. And Mac Brown would never throw his players under the bus like that.
Dan,
ever.
Could you imagine
any
Fitz
player.
Saying it? Something like that?
No, I can't. And even when his team is bad, he knows it's his job to take the slings and arrows. It is his job to protect them and put them in a position where, especially, and what makes it hit home more is you've now kind of taken off the table the idea of development.
Right.
Where
right.
You say, if you basically have declared these guys suck, the really good college football coaches, and maybe Fitz knows this because he's operating from, he has to play a little different hand every year, that maybe one of those guys that is in your two deep right now, another coach would project to say, no, he's not helping us right now. But I'll be damned when we get him in the weight room and we teach him a couple things and we move him to his natural position. You watch him as a senior. Like, that's what you want to hear. Like, you have undermined the idea of player development. It isn't just in saying what they are now.
Right.
You've almost told them, I don't care what you are later. And Fitz has always understood, like, maybe that guy, I'm recruiting him now. He's going to be in over his head, but he's going to be gangbusters in year three.
And what about the players who are there who say, you know, yeah, we didn't play for this guy, but this is what happened moving forward, the positives moving forward. Bob Stoops, the argument always was that he won with Jeff Blake's players at the University of Oklahoma. Well, he won a national title with somebody else's players. How'd that turn out? And that's what I'm saying is there's always an argument, especially in recruiting, which is the key point here, as to why you don't say these things. Period. And I am shocked that a lot of people just want to cape for a guy who hasn't been at your school that long and is making it a bad look.
What does he think the upside is, I guess, is my question. When he goes into that press conference, when you're doing a risk-reward analysis of saying something like that, maybe it makes you feel a little bit better in the moment, or you get to deflect, or you get to protect. But ultimately, your downside risk for your own players, for your standing among the coaching brethren too, if you interpreted that as just ripping a line, Lovie Smith a new one, and if you're calling out Lovie Smith, maybe he wasn't a great recruiter, but how does that benefit you in the long run?
I mean, it doesn't benefit in the long run, but in the short term, you're saying it's not my fault, and we're losing, but it really isn't me. This isn't fair to judge me based on this. It's the most selfish thing imaginable.
It's pointing the finger at your players, yes, instead of yourself. Exactly. And it also, Brett Bielema's professional resume and history suggests he doesn't care about professional decorum.
That's it. Like, that's it. I understand. True. Like, we've all said things honestly, or like, maybe there's always a time where like, you're not going to be your best self speaking when you talk 3 hours a day. We all know that, 4 hours a day. But I could argue, like, okay, Bielema was just trying to tell the truth. He was trying to say why he thinks this is the way he is, and I appreciate that idea of transparency. But the history is there that this is somebody who has these, I don't know if you want to call them outbursts or what, but there are these incidents that occur along the way.
He has a lot of not me moments.
Yes, and
not me.
You know,
not me.
That's what bothers me. And also, people keep bringing up this fact. Well, Olin Kreutz's son is one of those offensive linemen who went to Illinois. And once again, what about the individuals who are supposed to play for you day in and day out and are giving you their college football careers?
Well, I don't think you're going to get Olin to say he wants to punch Brett Bielema in the face.
I think the people want that.
I know people want that because Olin's so quotable these days.
He's the Bears influencer.
How are you going to handle your day-to-day?
Well, we've got so much. We're going to come out of the gate. The Blackhawks need to answer for an absolutely embarrassing performance last night. And before you say stop talking hockey, I'm not going to claim to be a hockey expert, but I know embarrassing, weak hockey when I see it. And every single one of those goals was an embarrassment. You can't have that. And I don't know where they go. I don't really have any immediate solutions for you, but we got to talk about some of how that went down. At 9:40, we are going to set the scene for the Bulls opener. We've got just sort of our thoughts about what this means and where we stand and what we're looking for, what we're expecting. Mike Florio at 10, Cody Decker on baseball at 10:25, Midday Midway, two segments with Hub and a whole lot more.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
Bulls.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.